why did I have 100 rental units? Persistency, sticking with it, and staying motivated. A lot of people, they have a roadblock and they get unmotivated, they get discouraged. Now, it's not that I don't get discouraged. It's that I look forward, I take action, and see the end result.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And today I got the only, the one, Michael Fitzgerald. What is going on? Appreciate your time. You're a super busy guy, super energy. You know, first time I met you, you had so much energy. And I said, man, I got to talk to this guy someday. And here you are. I'm on podcast and I'm super excited to have you. A little background on you. You've done flips, you've done wholesaling. You started 14 years ago?
17.
17 years ago. You lived in your mom's basement?
I started in a one-bedroom apartment, 100% self-made.
Okay, so AKA, I lived in my mom's basement. Awesome. And you lived in a one-bedroom apartment. I mean, he's got over $40 million worth of commercial, real estate in general, and not slowing down there. So we just had a little conversation before, and I think that was I'm super excited just to have him on the show. So, Michael, go ahead and tell me. I know I missed a lot.
So guys, we don't have
much time.
Javier is 100% full of energy. So it's a pot calling the kettle black. But I've been doing real estate for 17 years. I started in a one-bedroom apartment. Like everything else, when you decide to do something in life, it starts with a dream, it starts with a goal, and it starts with action. So taking action, my first year, I did 3 no-money down deals. I think 15 out of my first 17 deals were no-money down. Did my first real estate development, which was just a 4-lot subdivision on a farmhouse from a one-bedroom apartment that was a $1 million deal. A farmer called me up and said, will you buy my farm for $1 million? I said, sure, made a deal, did it no money down creatively. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. It's taught me a lot of lessons. I've maintained my record the whole time, paid lenders as agreed, done what I'm supposed to do. And, I attribute to success to taking action, staying focused on the goal, and not looking down or stepping back when a challenge comes up, but moving forward, not only completing the challenge, but bringing other money in. So, Javier mentioned a few things I do. I also have commercial office buildings. I do land development. I have a fund that's very successful. We give investors a 10% preferred return called the Dream Fund. And I don't borrow from the fund myself. I keep it completely separated. But I've been quite fortunate in real estate. It's allowed me to help my family out. And coming from nothing, never going to college. I was on the executive committee for an economic development commission. Different awards, and it's all about commitment, sticking with it, and moving forward.
Look, one thing I do want to talk about is you're always pitching your town, man. Every time I talk to you, you're always talking about your town. So tell me, what do you do in town? Like, tell me your last award. Tell me the last award you got from your town.
So I've got awards from governor, senate, Congress. I filled office buildings downtown, but we're really taking off. We get Trammell Crow just built an Amazon facility. We have 3 Amazon facilities, almost 3 million square feet. There's $1 billion in county development this year. I believe we're going to end up getting through a lot of hard work from local business leaders, getting the highway I-81 widened. So I'm in a very good area with a lot of growth, and I'm very thankful for that. For years, I've been hoping this would happen. Now it's happening, and it's a very vibrant city, commuting city to DC about an hour away. But we also have other highways going through, which are causing a lot of warehousing, a lot of jobs, and a lot of good things in our area. So, I always tell people, if you want to invest in real estate, if you want nice cash flow, Hagerstown's a good place to be. That's Hagerstown, Maryland. And you can follow me on Instagram at Mike, the number 2, the Fitz, M-I-K-E, the number 2, T-H-E-F-I-T-Z.
And that'll be in the show notes. All your social media handles, everything. The real Michael Fitzgerald.
If you Google Mike Fitzgerald Real Estate, Hagerstown, Maryland, and go to the news section, I should be the whole first page.
There you go.
And I didn't ask. I've never asked for an article, never asked for a citation. But what I do is take action, and it gets recognized.
Yes. Let's talk about that, right? One of the things that, hey, I started 10 plus years ago in a one-bedroom apartment, and I set a goal, and I took some action. Just talk about that, right? See, you had no money.
When I was growing up, I always worked from a young age. Even when I played sports in high school, I worked 30, 40 hours a week. I remember 9 years old cleaning ladies' porches for some change. you know, my dad was a super hard worker, but we didn't have much. I went to 6 different elementary schools and finally stayed in one town. But I've always been motivated. And I saw this guy growing up and he had 8 rental properties. And I was like, you know, that must be amazing. Never thought that I'd own what I do what I do. I thought 8 rental properties, hey, he had it made. You know, I know, you know, it's not necessarily the case now. Nothing wrong with owning 8 rental properties. But, you know, I have a much larger portfolio and it started out with a dream. When I was right after high school, I went in the military for 3 years. When my service term came to an end, I called a rent-to-own ad in a newspaper. The fellow on the other line said, hey, you sound like you make a better real estate investor than rent-to-own my house, told me about the real estate associations in D.C., Baltimore, and surrounding areas. Now, I said that twice on purpose, because if you're looking to learn real estate, the best thing you can do is go around like-minded folks. I went, I asked questions, took contracts, and I must have looked 12 years old at the time, so I had to wear a tie. And I got my first deal. I did it for nothing. I can say, hey, you can buy real estate, no money down. If you set your mind to it, if you believe in yourself and you don't get discouraged, you just move forward and take action, action, action. You can do anything in life.
That is awesome. That is some great advice. Taking action. You know, you also set some goals. You mentioned something super key right here was network, right? You mentioned it twice. Go hang out with people, like-minded people, you know, get rid of your loser friends for sure. And, you know, folks are going to help you get where you need to be, right? What kind of value can you provide? And you hang around the right group just enough time and you show that you take action, right? You're likable and you're trustworthy. Yeah, it's going to happen. So is that pretty much, I mean, a good way to get started?
What you say you're going to do and you're going to have a great life. You know, I have my best references are private lenders that have been with me for a decade and bank presidents. You know, it hasn't always been easy when the market dropped. I leveraged that farm deal and in the end didn't have much equity. I didn't short sale it. I didn't modify it. I moved forward with banks not working with me in the first 3 or 4 years. 4 years after a recession, I had 100 rental units. Why did I have 100 rental units? Persistency, sticking with it, and staying motivated. A lot of people, they have a roadblock and they get unmotivated, they get discouraged. Now, it's not that I don't get discouraged. It's that I look forward, I take action and see the end result. And I'd recommend everybody try to have that mindset.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's definitely awesome. I think with that mindset, you can, whatever, if you want to do real estate, you can do real estate. If you want to do anything else, right? You want to go sell insurance, you can sell insurance, right? Well, just getting that mindset right.
Here's the thing, you know, a lot of people out there, they've read a book about a certain individual, what they did, you know, they're reading about these great people. Well, guess what's different about you than those people? Absolutely nothing. There are other human beings with a soul. And if somebody else did it, you can do it.
You know, that's true, right? You know, I look at these big buildings downtown, right? You know, $500 million, $1 billion, whatever they cost. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, somebody bought this, right? Somebody owns this. You know, why can't it be me?
It's funny if you say that. When I bought this building, this is a 50,000 square foot office building. I had just done my first small condo project, 6,800 square feet, 7,000 square feet. But I saw a building. I looked at the deal. It was a good deal. I didn't back away, just like I didn't back away from that $1 million farm deal. Sometimes life's about taking chances. And if it's the chance that you look at, you study, and you know it's a good deal, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to sell it to someone else. You're not going to get hurt. Don't be afraid to do. Don't be afraid to try. And don't be afraid to grab life and make life happen.
Yeah, you mentioned don't be afraid, right? I think that's a lot of people. We make most of our decisions out of fear, right? Just human nature. Most people make every decision they make every day is out of fear. You know, so yeah, definitely don't be fearful, right? Go out there and get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. Because you mentioned that fear 3 times, you know, so I'll say, yep, that's definitely key. Don't be fearful, guys.
I did that intentionally because, you know, fear is what holds a lot of people back. But what are they really afraid of? Are they afraid of getting their first deal? Are they afraid of it actually working? Are they scared that it won't work? You don't know unless you do it. And consistent action creates all dreams. You know, a fella, I don't know if you've ever heard of him by the name of Walt Disney, said once, if you can dream it, you can do it.
And then his brother built everything, right? So that was awesome. Even his brother was a part of the process.
I love it.
I forgot his brother's name. Everybody so forget.
How can I help your Walt Disney's brother? Maybe I'm not sure off the top of my head. I like a lot of Walt Disney quotes. But Javier, how can I help your audience? What do you think I can give them? You know, it sounds like you have a lot of guys that maybe are just getting started or maybe, you know, doing some real estate and want to go to the next level. If you had to ask yourself, what's the most consistent question someone in your audience wants to know, what would that be?
You know, the most consistent question is, how do you make that switch, right? Mm-hmm. From, you know, you're active investor, you're doing a couple of deals here every year. And how do you make that switch from going from like, you know, 5 to 7 deals a year to going to 30, 40, 50 plus? How do you make that switch?
You want to know the secret?
All right, let's go.
You just do it. So if you want to go up in deals, how do you get the deals you're getting right now? You're spending money on advertising. And, you know, maybe if you have that much advertising, you're not going to be able to get back to that advertising. What's the solution? You hire someone. And a lot of investors doing 5-7 deals a year, what holds them back is taking that next step because they have that same fear they started with. You know, if they move forward and do it, you're going to be successful. Hire the person, spend more in advertising, be calculated about it. Go to RIAs, look at other people that are doing more deals and say, hey, what are they doing? You know, when I started real estate the first year, it was hard to get my first 3 deals. And the next year, my first 9, the next deal, my next 25, and then 30, and 40, and then 50. And eventually it becomes easy. It's like, how did it get so hard? It's consistent action and doing it. Just do it.
Hey, now, so what would you say maybe something somebody should be aware of, right? Maybe a mistake they should not make while scaling like that. Any advice?
When you take a hit and you learn a learning lesson, pay your investors, move forward, but don't stop. When you pause and you don't move forward and you don't do the next deal, that's when you can hurt yourself when you're just starting out. Don't let a roadblock hurt you. Don't, you know, a learning lesson stop you. Move forward, be consistent, and keep doing it.
All right. So we've heard this theme, right? Consistency, taking action. You know, don't be afraid. Even if you fail or you make a mistake, just keep going, right? Don't just stop and not do anything, because then trying to get that flow again is going to be a little bit challenging. So I really appreciate that, Michael. I appreciate your time. And I know your time's very valuable. I really thank you for it. And it's going to bring me to the next part of the show, which I'm going to bring over the Naked Truth Roulette. I'm going to ask you 4 random questions. That's got nothing to do with real estate. It's just a chance for us to find out if Michael Fitzgerald is not a robot. You're a real life person, yeah?
Definitely not a clone. I said no to the government. Just kidding.
Here we go. So we got the Naked Truth Roulette. 4 random questions, and I'm not going to give you a pass on any of these. So let's roll with the first spin. All right. What is the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn?
Most embarrassing thing I've ever worn. I don't know that I've ever been embarrassed by anything I've worn, Javier.
I don't know. That's a great answer. Everybody always has something, right? Like when they were in elementary school or et cetera. But hey, you've never been embarrassed. You've been 100% confident. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's roll with question number 2. All right. So if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends say you did?
What would my friends say I did if I was arrested with no explanation? Probably placing people that broke into one of my units or were sleeping into one of my units that weren't supposed to under citizen's arrest.
Okay. All right. That's the first question I get, this one, and that's a good answer. This one has not come up yet.
I do that. I drop the charges because I feel bad for where they're at in life, but I do yeah. that. And the cops sometimes ask me what I'm thinking, but I do it.
There you go. All right.
I just don't, you know, I try to teach people, you know, everybody out there, if they're having some problems, I'm talking about people specifically that'll break in one of my buildings to sleep at night. They need to get their life together. You know, messing up someone's property isn't what they should be doing. So a lot of times I'll say, hey, you got to sit right there, and I'll call the police.
No. Well, there you go. I definitely call the police before I go in, but you're a lot braver than me, Michael. Yeah, here we go.
It's my bracelet that gives it to me. It says WWBWD.
Okay.
It's answered almost any question in real estate business. It's what would Bruce Wayne do?
That was Bruce Wayne do. That is awesome. All right. I got to get me one of those. 3rd question coming up. All right. Have you ever cried at a movie?
You know, embarrassingly enough, the one set of movies that always makes me cry is the happy ending on a Disney movie. Okay. I try to hide it, but I always tear up. What can I say?
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. Happens to me.
Can't help it. I usually tell people something's in my eye.
There you go. It's this jalapenos from the popcorn. There you go. All right. Final question. All right. What's the best Wi-Fi name you've ever seen?
The best Wi-Fi name I've ever seen? I've never really paid attention to Wi-Fi names. To be honest with you, I don't want to make something up. It's not something I focus on or pay any attention to. So I'd have to say the best Wi-Fi name I've ever seen is my Wi-Fi name, American Dreamer.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. The one's most common is a police van or FBI van. Like that. I think that's hilarious. I see that all the time. But Michael, you survived the Naked Truth Roulette. Anyway, I appreciate your time with us today. Anyway, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you? You got some social media, you got a Facebook page, you got any books, what do you got?
Mike, M-I-K-E, the number 2, the T-H-E, Fitz, F-I-T-Z on Instagram. So that's Mike to the Fitz on IG. Mike to the Fitz on IG.
All right. We'll make sure that's in the show notes. And thank you so much for your time. This is your host, Javier Hinojo. Don't lose your shirt. Time consuming, it can be very scary. It can be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, or even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6 unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.